protests, recent protests from around the world.
New York, Cairo, London, and Madrid have all seen large-scale protests in recent months. But what are the underlying causes?
There's nothing new about protests. In the United States in 1963, 300,000 people marched to Washington, D.C. to protest about the lack of civil rights for African Americans. During the march, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous "I Have a Dream" speech, and the protest led to the end of racial segregation in the United States. Mahatma Gandhi's Salt March in India in 1930 was an important step in India's move towards independence from Britain. As part of this protest, Gandhi and his followers walked 390 kilometres to protest against the British salt monopoly, and thousands of Indians joined him along the way.
The wave of recent protests began with the Arab Spring, a pro-democracy movement in the Middle East. The very first protest took place in Tunisia in December 2010, but they quickly spread to other countries, including Libya, Egypt, and Yemen. People were protesting about not having democratically elected governments and about conditions in their countries. The protests led to social and economic changes, and in several cases, leaders were forced to step down.
Then came the Occupy movement. Inspired by the Arab Spring, this was a series of protests that began in Madrid in May 2011. It quickly spread to over 90 cities worldwide. Protesters were demonstrating against economic inequality and corporate greed. And, as the name suggests, they occupied public spaces such as squares and parks. In many cases, protesters pitched tents and stayed for months. Two of the largest Occupy protests were in New York and London.
In New York, the protest movement was called Occupy Wall Street. It began in September 2011, when a few hundred people camped out in Zuccotti Park in the middle of the city. The occupation quickly grew, and on the 5th of October 2011, 15,000 people marched through New York's financial district. The movement's slogan was, "We are the 99%, referring to the difference between the 1% of extremely wealthy people in the United States and the rest of the population. In central London, protesters spent 4 months camped outside St. Paul's Cathedral. The current system is unsustainable. It is undemocratic and unjust. We need alternatives," one of the protesters said. Although they planned to stay indefinitely, police evicted them in February 2012.
While the Arab Spring and the Occupy movement were about different issues, they did have one thing in common. In both cases, protesters used smartphones, the internet, and social networking sites to spread the word. This meant that the protests grew very quickly because people heard about them in real time, in particular via YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. In fact, the effect of social networking was so great that some governments even shut off the internet to stop protesters from communicating with each other. Previously, news of protests spread much more slowly via posters and word of mouth.
Protesting is a very powerful way for people to show they're unhappy about something. And, as recent events have shown, the power of protest is alive and well, thanks to mobile phones, the internet in general, and sites such as YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.